Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each week. And of course, this show would not be possible without the talents of my very dedicated production team of interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board today. Welcome. Thank you. As always, always love to have you. Love working with you, Daniel.
I love being here.
Oh, thank you. Good answer. And today on the show, I'm very pleased to welcome my monthly co-host, our Palm Springs Unified School District's Arts Coordinator extraordinaire, Miss Louisa Castrodale. Welcome.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
And she has brought with her Mr. Zach Solomon, who is the Membership and Educational Manager for the Palm Springs International Film Festival. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's weird that I've never met you before.
I know.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Because you've actually been here for a while, right? Because I think I said to Louisa, "What, did he just get here?" She said, "No."
It's been about a year and some change now. So.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
All right. I thought you were here for longer.
Yeah, no, not so bad.
Have you been in the Valley for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Your name's familiar. Were you at the Art Museum?
I never worked at the Art Museum. There's another Zach at the Art Museum.
No, that's Zach Fleming.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but I don't know why you're...
I've worked for the festival for a number of years. I'm a Valley local,
So you're in your current position just equate you with the film festival.
It's very possible, yeah.
All right. Well, Louisa, how's it going?
It's going great.
I mean, how was your winter break? You probably didn't have one. You never do.
Well, we're in the end of it right now. Yeah, I went on a cruise to the Caribbean, so it was a really good winter break.
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah. Very good. I'm glad you had a little bit of a vacation.
I know, right? I need to get out of town for a minute.
So. Yeah.
I'm very refreshed.
Tell us about our guest.
So I have the pleasure of working with Zach on a couple of programs, but the biggest one is the Student Screening Day, which we started with the film festival. This is the 12th year, so it was one of the first programs I started working on when I came into this job. And over the years, it's kind of evolved what our focus has been, and it's become very strategic. And by strategic, I mean that we show two films, a documentary and a feature film, so that evolved over time. But then the mission became, how can we show things that are so interesting and provocative and unusual to young people that engage them and give them a fresh perspective on things or a call to arms about certain issues? You know, how can we use film as a powerful tool, a powerful educational tool? So I'm very lucky that to be working with a colleague where we have the same outlook on that. And so there's just really careful programming that goes into a day like that. And you know, I always joke with my assistant, Brenda, it's our job to make things look easy, and they're not easy. And I think this day is a perfect example. We have, you know, 800 plus kids from schools all over the Valley, and a lot of work goes into to making this day special and making it successful. So I'm very happy to have a partner on this that does such a great job. And last year was his first year working with me on this program, and he hit it out of the park. So I'm really looking forward to our next program, which is under a week away. I'm being just as successful.
Yeah. And I'm really grateful to have Louisa too.
Everyone is.
Yeah. Allies. Yeah. Allies like Louisa in making things happen for young people are really, really important for me in order to get things through. So Louisa's been a big help in the process of getting into this new experience with this job. So.
So yeah. This is the Student Screening Day is during the film festival.
Which
is, what are the dates this year?
January 3rd to the 14th are
okay,
the dates.
Okay, so we're right in it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
January 3rd to the 14th, and the screening day is what day?
It's actually going to be the 14th this year for Palm Springs Unified. So that is our last day of the festival, which is just, it's a byproduct of Palm Springs Unified having a longer winter break and having a 3-week break.
That's right.
It's our first day back.
Normally we would be in the middle of the festival, but we're going to do it on the last day of the festival.
And first day back.
first day. It's normally been the first day
back. It has been for a few years.
But so we have some we have a new maneuvering to figure out this year. It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Mine's the same maneuvering. Yours is going to be
mine's a little different. Yeah, mine's interesting. Yeah, so
you have to get people to hang around.
I have to get people to hang around. Exactly. Yeah, I need to get filmmakers to hang around, or I need to figure out how to find some money to on my own end to keep them around. So or bring them out. So it'll be interesting. But you know, that's what you roll with the punches. You know, you figure out, and it's important to me to make it, if not as good, then better. Every year, and to add more wrinkles to it, add more areas of involvement to it, invite more schools, create more screenings, do more individualized screenings. So, but this event, one thing I really like about this event, or that I like joke about with Louisa, is that it's the first time that somebody has been a participant as somebody who went to the event in high school and now is a part of facilitating it. So I went to this in 2008 and 2009 at Palm Desert High School. So that's really
cool.
That is
an interesting point of view for sure.
It's really cool.
Oh, so you went to Palm Desert High School? Mm-hmm. We'll let you stay.
It's all right. Yeah.
Well, you know, the other component too, besides the fact that there's two films screened, is who are the follow-up guests. So after the film is shown, there's an actor, a director, or screenwriter, you know, someone who's part of the film. And we look for the dramatic reveal, like who can we bring in that, because high schools are so fun, but they're so emotional and they're right there with you and they're participating. And then if you have a great guest that comes in, it's like, you know, it's a standing O, or it's, you know, applauding wildly, and there's a real chance for connection and impact. So that's another part of what Zach does, is, you know, getting those people there as part of the screening.
Yeah, when you're dealing with numbers of young people with that much, it feels very important to be, like you talked about, being strategic in the process of what we choose. And there's a group of young high school students that I work with on a youth jury and a student film society that is sort of if you are the one of the three or five film students at your high school, then I'm working with you right now, and I'm watching films with you, and I'm watching your films, and they're from all over the valley. So this is something that I started recently, and what I program for them is very different than the way that you program for 800 students.
That's true. There's a dynamic in the room.
Yeah, and you need to create something that is more broad, that can reach more people, reach more young people, to make them feel like this is something that's for them, something that will inspire them, something that can kind of work as a broad stroke amongst all of young people. Mm-hmm. Not something that's going to alienate them, and not something that's going to just something that's going to make them feel included, and talk to them and find sort of a universal language of how to show something to young people.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good point about you know, there's something about film when you see a film with an audience. That's different than just at home watching Netflix or watching something on your phone. But that's a huge audience, and it's not a cohesive audience, really, in a mm-hmm. sense, other than the age group. But for instance, last year we showed two films, and kids were crying after both of them. And I don't mean crying because they're sad and it's, you know, grief-stricken, but just that they were touched by the films and the stories meant something to them. And so that was really interesting. One was about someone who was a double hand amputee, is that mm-hmm. right? Like the lower part of his arm. And he actually came in at the end of the film. The second one was a historical story about the Korean War and Turkish soldiers that was very touching and based on a true story. So I think, you know, sometimes when people think of teenagers and high schoolers, they think that maybe they're superficial, or they're not plugged into things, or they have assumptions. And what I have learned is that, you know, we want to speak to a group and give them something that will elicit deep feeling and see where they go with it. And they're so responsive. They're such an exciting audience to screen for. And when we've had directors in, they will say to me, like, what was the A Man Called Ove? Mm-hmm. Remember that film? That director was there, and he's like, I've never been in a more exciting auditorium.
I loved that film.
That was a great.
It was incredible.
Were you there for that one?
Yes.
Right?
I loved every second of it.
And, you know, because it was dramatic. I mean, it was sad and it was funny. I mean, it was going both ways, right? And the director was from Sweden, and he's like, this was incredible. And I'm like, because he was hanging out in the lobby for a while, and I said, you should go in. Like, you should see how the kids are reacting to your film. And so he was, I have a quote from him somewhere, because he was kind of blown away. So yeah, we're kind of working with that young person energy, and just like, how can we serve that best, and how can we really put forward things that are quality and have impact? It's
well,
really fun.
A lot of the kids, of course, you know, you can't, you talk about the auditorium holding about 800, so mm-hmm. you obviously can't have every kid from every high school come as much as you'd like to. So the kids that are there are also, a lot of them have an interest in filmmaking.
It's a combination. So it's generally filmmaking or the arts. So kids involved in the arts.
Mm-hmm. So that that audience would lend itself to even more empathy and, you know, like wanting to appreciate
more creative and more sensitive as a
versus someone that just wants to be entertained. they're looking at the whole
and we are trying to entertain. If it's boring, it's not going to go well.
That's the first way you get them in. You know, is to make sure that it's something that's not boring.
But you want it to be more than entertainment.
No, it's supposed to be educational in a fun way. But I know last year was the first year that I ever got thank you letters from high schoolers. That's so unusual. One of the high schools, Rancho Ranch High School, sent thank you letters about the experience. So that, I think I sent you all of those. I mean, that felt good from our point of view, that, you know, we achieved what we were hoping for. So that was, that's motivational to me. Like, wow, okay.
The name of the game for programming content for any audience is for me anyway, is vital. You know, so that kind of falls under a broad stroke of, you know, educational or enlightening and entertaining. Film is the medium that combines every other medium. It is painting, it is framing, it is architecture, it is writing, it is theater, it is acting, it is all of these things in one, and trying to illuminate that this is sort of the way that our imaginations change. Films change the way that we dream, you know, and the way that we share stories and tell stories. And it's funny to hear you talk about Man Called Ove, because I've heard that from like multiple students who were at that screening that year, that it's like now one of their favorite movies, you know.
I've wanted to look for it for so long. One of my friends who was near me was actually crying on my shoulder during that film, and it was so, so good, and I haven't gotten a chance to look for it. And
I found
what's
it.
What's the name
I think
of
it's
it?
On Netflix.
It's called A Man Called Ove. I think it's been on Netflix here.
Ove.
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 And do you, in just like, you know, now we're interviewing you.
Daniel doesn't mind at all.
Do you feel like, had you seen like a film like that before?
No. Most of the films that I've watched tend to be geared towards some sort of actual antagonist being a part of it, but watching watching a character be essentially his own antagonist, having the whole thing be completely introspective, and watching everything just happen within this guy's own, essentially within his own head, watching the entire story unfold from his perspective was a great experience, because there's no big sense of, oh, this is gonna change everything. It's this sense of, this is a small man here, simple man who just wants to return to something, be with someone that he loves, and yet he understands the fact that he's gonna change things around him, and that him being gone would affect others. And it's really cool just seeing him go through that entire change from the start of the movie to the end.
I want to see this now.
Right? Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, this
great.
Became the Man Called Ove podcast. But it's awesome, because it's like, you know, that's a very human thing that you just communicated. But, you know, young people hear foreign language film, but you just took a really human experience and lesson, something that broadened you as a human, not like, oh, it's, you know, I understand more about this area. Like, no, you know, you understand a little bit more about humanity afterward, you know?
Yeah, nowadays it's always centered around, like, superhero films, which I love, by the way. But but getting something a little more nuanced is always great. It always, it broadens the mind a bit, and it's just a lot more down to earth to watch something like that. And it's enjoyable in a completely different way.
Very cool. Well said, Daniel.
Good feedback.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KWXY. And our guests are my monthly co-host, Louisa Castrodale. She's the arts coordinator extraordinaire for Palm Springs Unified School District. And Mr. Zach Solomon, who is the membership and educational manager at the Palm Springs International Film Festival. And we're talking about the student screening day, which is coming up in a couple days here. So can we talk about what you're showing or not yet?
Not yet. We like to keep it a surprise because,
right,
you know,
that's fair.
Yeah.
No sneak peeks.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. And you probably don't even, I mean, maybe the kids end up knowing the name of the film or something.
We don't
nothing.
No, we don't
because
tell them.
We're on vacation, you know, we're on break.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We don't release that before.
And we don't want, and we don't want to. Yeah.
No.
We want them to go in.
Just walk in cold and
see
what happens.
So they don't know who the guest is going to be.
No, and they would. And they could do a if we did give them that, they could do a Google search.
That's
but
right.
They wouldn't, the guests that we get aren't necessarily like usually
like the star of it.
Right.
Or,
I mean, you know, we would be open to that.
Yeah,
you know?
That's okay.
Maybe it's happening. Maybe that's what's happening this year. Well, you'll have to find out. You know, you have to go and see if that's what's going on this year. So
it's definitely,
you know,
no less enjoyable because of it.
Aw. You know what, Louisa? We don't have Captain on Mondays anymore.
Oh, really?
See,
you
we
all have
can,
never
we
been
can
down
never
there.
Go
oh.
because we have cabinet, and I'm in the cabinet with the superintendent.
I think you should at least come
so
for
this
half day
time,
and see one of the films.
I think I might be able to make it because moved to Wednesday. So
Mondays
are okay now.
It is an incredible event, and, you know, I used to say for years it's the largest high school event that we have in the Valley because, you know, it's just sheer numbers, but also the diversity of the schools that are invited. It's Valley-wide. So that's a very impressive thing to pull off, and we've been doing it for, you know, 12
years. Now, didn't
years.
You also, well, you expanded the numbers, you expanded, but it's not just at the Richards Center, right? You do it at the Richards Center for our kids.
No, he's expanded beyond that.
And some from Mid-Valley, but then you go to the East Valley too,
Go to the East Valley too, and we've made a directive to try to hit more students and more schools, and one of the ways that we can afford to do that is to cut down on busing budget and to bring the film festival to them rather than asking them to come to us. So, you know, for as much as we can, we're going to try to do more screenings at the Richards Center for more schools in the area and in the region. You know, the Palm Springs International Film Festival is not just the biggest film festival in our town or in our district or in our valley. It's the biggest film festival between Los Angeles and Sundance in the, you know, lower western hemisphere of our country. So, you know, I think with that, there is a responsibility to expand the reach of who this festival hits beyond even just our own area. Certainly, you know, it's not at the expense of our own area, but you know, being able to give that to, you know, to Riverside and to Redlands as much as it's possible, to give that to these other areas that are near here. And with that, I would encourage young people or parents or educators to really embrace and realize like how rare of an opportunity it is to have an international film festival of this scope in a small town like ours right in our backyard that is accessible. And if you want to be a part of it, and especially if you're young, but in general, if you want to be a part of it, you absolutely can. It is for everyone. So I really, when I talk to people, it's like the main thing I really like to emphasize is that this is a rare thing to have in your area. Take advantage of it, because it's not something that exists everywhere.
Ain't that the truth? That's
well said,
Zach. What's your background?
Grew up out here, born in Eisenhower, and you know.
Eisenhower.
Yeah.
So you're. In that just that little window where they actually, my daughter was born at Eisenhower, but it was only for a couple of years.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they had. I guess they. I don't know why, because they had a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
That's now, I think, concierge kind of hotelish kind of rooms.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like that when it was called the birthing center. Mm. And it was all, you know, the baby never left the room at all. And it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So, and then you left to go to school?
No, I had kind of an unconventional route.
I
also have a kind of a rags to riches, not riches, but rags to career anyway, story of just, I volunteered for the festival in high school. I did not have a plan to continue to work for the festival 10 years later. Stuck around, was in and out of community college and working on different film stuff or being a PA or occasionally going to LA or stuff like that. And but would work for the film festival throughout the last decade after being a volunteer in high school. So I did box office supervising, box office managing, venue managing, was the assistant in marketing. I kind of wore a bunch of different hats just during the festivals, both the short fest and the feature fest. And then sort of once this position opened up, I put my my hat in the ring, and they knew me pretty well already, so they took a shot on me, you know. And so I don't have any like formal schooling. My film school was film festivals and watching a lot of movies when I was in high school. I just at a certain point I just became obsessed, and I've never really stopped. So just That's my route, and I don't necessarily recommend it to everybody, but that's
it doesn't work for everybody. Yeah. It worked for you, but yeah. So that's great. And are you a filmmaker?
It's been a while, but I mean, yeah. So you, in order to say you are something, you have to do it. So I say no. But if I did one,
but
then
you have.
I have. Yeah, it's been a while though. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Now it says you're the educational manager. We got that part, but so what's membership? You try to get people to
we have 2,300 members, and about 1,300 of those are members that have access to our membership screening program, which is throughout the whole year I do premieres of upcoming films or specialty series for the members of the Palm Springs Film Society. It's a lot of fun for me because it's really just me looking at what movies are coming out and then me picking what movies I think are good that the members are going to like, but really it's just the movies that I want to see.
Don't say it. He's a very sharp programmer.
Yeah.
Very astute. Mm-hmm.
We don't make the same color.
Yeah. I think it's been a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of good responses from the members of the Film Society of, you know, what movies I've been showing and how many movies I'm showing, trying to be creative about maximizing the amount of content that I can give to them. And it's been a really busy, it was a really busy fall and winter year. So there was a lot of films to get to and that they got the privilege of watching. It's almost its own, being a part of that membership is almost being a part of a mini film festival before the film festival itself, and I try to keep them really busy. So
is that something you buy? What does that cost?
Yeah,
must cost something.
It costs something. At the lowest level, it's like really, it's a really good deal. Like the enthusiast level for 8 screenings, it's $50 a year for one person and $85 for two. So it's cheaper
than
going to the movies. Yeah. Huh. So like I really am trying to get more younger parents or like older younger professionals involved.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
What if we have an educators like division?
Uh-huh.
Reasonable, right?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to promote that, wouldn't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We can work on it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then I talked about the Student Film Society that I've started, and that's eventually sort of leading into doing more organized screenings for students throughout the year. Sort of like that as well. Not that wouldn't be something they'd be paying for. That would be something that they would apply to be a part of and they would participate in. So that's something that I'm working on as well, as far as cultivating a culture of young lovers of cinema or filmmakers that are, you know, at that age where you're a sponge, where you just want to learn and be around it as much as possible. So.
And right now, I feel like that's actually pretty important, getting people into, actual like good filmmaking rather than just being into a lot of summer blockbusters, because mm-hmm. nowadays it's really saturated with big action movies, thrillers, horrors, but it's looking into something a little more human, something a little more down to earth is really important for what film is right now. And given how things are, a lot of introspective pieces, like how things would have been before with smaller filmmakers, would probably hit home with a lot of other people. And just the student film festivals, that's probably the most exposure that I've gotten to that sort of filmmaking, and I just have to say I love it.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So is this the 30th year?
30th anniversary, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's very
year.
Cool. Any special celebrations or anything?
That's programming. That's all them. So and you'll have to see. So
but it pretty much grows every year, doesn't it?
I mean,
seems like more and more people and
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's especially with the awards gala and how much of a niche that's kind of hit. It's a very specific time of the year in the calendar as far as why we've kind of hit our stride. We take in every single movie that's being nominated for Best Foreign Language Film before the Oscar nominations have been announced. So everyone there is vying for that. And it's sort of the last stop before the Oscars are announced and before the Sundance Film Festival, which is sort of the Sundance Film Festival is the beginning of the film festival calendar year where we're pretty much the end of it. So it's really
very cool stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to come this year, right?
I think I am.
Okay.
There we go.
I think I
got one.
Right?
Yeah. If you get one, then this was worth it.
Exactly. We're here to entice you.
Well, you are going to have 800 kids in the Richard Center more than one time, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you do more than one screening and then take it on the road.
Yeah.
So that's on the road too.
Yeah.
It's all on
it
the
is.
Road.
Yeah.
But, you know, Palm Springs is home base.
Yeah. So absolutely.
We were first, right?
Well, yep. I was just going to say, you know,
although you said you went in 2008 from Palm Desert, so. Maybe we were.
Yeah.
Well, no, we were. Yeah. It was our event. It was he was one
you've
of the schools
expanded
that came.
Yeah.
It's always invited. Yeah, it's always invited other schools.
We've always invited out of district. But yeah. I think, you know, what a privilege for our district to be in partnership with the film festival, because even if they do expansions into other areas in Southern California, we're right in there with the programming piece and advising from the educational side. So that's pretty exciting that you're expanding and that we're still part of it in a sense, you know, that we're working with you on the base model. So
yeah.
Yay.
And then absolutely. You got the short film festival mm-hmm. and I know we do a student screening day for the short film.
We do. Yeah. And we're trying to expand that too. And we've done some smaller stuff for middle school students and for high school students, but trying to make that more, it's, you know, it's hard to do it. We can't really do it during the festival, or at least we haven't figured out the nature of how to formally do it during the festival because schools are out for summer.
Spring. Yeah, we generally do the short films in the spring.
So we do it in the spring, but the festival's not going on yet, so it's sort of outside sourcing to bring people in, and there's not sort of the same energy of a film festival going on that students are entering into. It's mm-hmm. It's a bit more relaxed. So trying to figure out different avenues of the spirit of student screening day and still bring in. And the one thing I love about showing the short films to students is that the short films are a way to communicate lessons, sort of what we were talking about with Ove. There's sort of a way to communicate these really important lessons in this really impactful way. You show about a block of five short films that are average about 10 to 15 minutes long. And it's really insane the kinds of conversations I've had with different groups of young people in that process and what things they already knew or what things they can learn from it. It's maybe like my favorite teaching tool, both technically of a filmmaking standpoint and from like a thematic standpoint.
It's so cool to see someone that's so passionate about their work.
Yeah, he definitely
yes.
is. Yeah, he knows
thank
stuff.
You. Thank you,
thanks.
Zach,
yeah,
for
yeah.
everything that you're doing. And Louisa, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. Look forward to next month. Next week, our guest will be our foundation director, Ellen Goodman, and a couple of the leaders of our brand new mentoring program being piloted at Desert Hot Springs and Mount San Jacinto High Schools. Our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you, Daniel. Thanks you all for listening. We'll see you next week. Thank you.